Pain typically manifests itself in one of three ways. The first is the inhabitant's and subsequent perversion of physicality. The second is where mental acuity is found to be the insinuating force agonized upon. The third is, well, a combination of both, thereby making it the worst of them all. Certainly there are other manners in which pain can rear its ugly little head. I can think of several right now, where an abnormal intensity of pressure is stirring forces deeply buried within my mind, unearthing and thus conjuring those disavowed thoughts built with the deadliest of designs, that would be mental, as my fingers at the present moment feel the stress applied to each knuckle joint, physical, where with each impress of key, the added benefit results in the emanation of shooting shards of daggering intensity, physical. And while it's quite difficult to separate the two, since they do become logical products of one another, they do, at times, exist solely in one state of being or the other, which I'm assuming has something to do with the physical and mental composition of he or she infected by such scourges. And while I did digress into a tangent there, no, I did not forget the tease that first line of the prior paragraph may have sprung. But I assure you, the almost rapid switch away from topicality had everything to do with purposeful design and bore no connection to the purely coincidental, which never really truly does exist, but I digress again. And while I may not be the type of individual to personally enjoy an idea presented in vague countenances only to be pulled away as quick as it appeared to our conscious dialogues, in this case I must do exactly that. I truly am sorry. But for those of you who have experienced these other forms of pain, surely know just how difficult they can be to describe, and just how impossible they are to relive. Those victims of such pain do everything in their power to avoid reminding themselves, where some even go ahead and introduce and then reintroduce other painful moments, simply to cloud the ones chosen for deep repression. And those who've done this all their lives have certainly built up some rather lofty thresholds, which can be both admired and empathized for. It's this group that are the first to become desensitized, where thresholds expand and expand until a numbness fogs up the entirety of the internal, typically beginning with the body and concluding with the mind. While those of you that are currently experiencing pain at any level may feel this to be an ideal solution and seek such recourse out, without understanding fully with desensitization, it's never simply pain that's removed. And there you'll be numb to everything, yet you'll still understand those moments where you'll know you should be feeling pain but don't, which in and of itself can cause quite a reconfigure of angst. All the while, a smile would be known to never again glance this expanse across your face ever again.